thousands of years, God had instructed mankind and the nation of Israel in specific. So he sent his son, Jesus, who knew what it was like with the Father design in the heavenlies, but he also the Father's glory in everything he did. Because he knew what Father was desiring. He knew how to achieve that. He knew how we could achieve that. And it wasn't with just words. They watched him. They watched him. Helen Keller was born in the late 1860s. And deaf. And you can imagine what that was like in that world. She did not understand that words could represent object. At age 7, she was partially blind. She couldn't learn either. Isn't that amazing? That it took somebody that understood her situation to come and teach her. And then one day she was washing her hands and water was flowing on it, and she just Helen Keller's mind. Says it was like, she said, it was like just water, just that water meant something. And she learned 90 more word things the rest of that day. That happened because somebody who knew what it was Helen Keller would have to learn went and shone the light in her. She wasn't, Helen Keller was deaf and blind, but she was not ignorant. But she needed somebody on the outside of her blindness and deafness to bring illumination. Shone within her. We see in Matthew chapter 4, 12 through 17, when Jesus heard that John the Baptist had been put in prison, he withdrew to Galilee, leaving Nazareth. He went and lived in Capernaum, which was by the lake in the area of Zebulun and Naphtali. Naphtali, the way of the sea, beyond the Jordan, Galilee of the Gentiles, the people living in darkness. The darkness of the Gentile effect upon them, the darkness that people, the other nations would go there first to take over. On those living in the land of the shadow of death, a light has dawned. And from that point on, Jesus preached, repent. For the kingdom of God and heaven has come near. Jesus went on and said in John 8, verse 12, when Jesus spoke to the people, he said, but will have the light of life. Hear Jesus say that. I'm the one that came to bring illumination to your dark hearts. I'm the one who came. He hasn't died yet, okay? He hasn't been sacrificed for our sins, but he says, I'm the one. I'm the one you need to watch. And just like Helen Keller needed somebody on outside of her condition, your to illuminate the light of Jesus Christ within them. It is important. It is essential, folks. Turn to Matthew chapter 5 again. We've learned last week that we are salt in this world. That salt and it is for flavoring, but it also prevents infection and all of that. But this week he says, cannot be hidden. Neither do people light a light and put it under a bowl. Instead, they put it on a stand that it gives light to everyone in the house. In the same way, let your light shine. Well, it's not as bright as maybe Billy Graham. It doesn't need to be. You have a light within you that only you can shine. Let your light shine before others that they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father. Given them what it was like to live in the kingdom of God. And it was through humility and mourning of our own sinfulness, meekness, thirsting for righteousness, mercy, purity, peacefulness. Those are the traits that he said are going to be evident in the kingdom of God. And Jesus has given them and us an understanding of how to live blessed. There it is. There it is. Easy, right? No. He has also given us power and direction and wisdom of his Holy Spirit. I've taught you this. Be a lamp. Now, I will tell you that growing up, this verse was used to beat us into missionaries. Aggressive missionaries. Whoever was doing it was teaching, you need to do this. You almost need to grab them by the shoulder and shake them. Do you believe in Jesus Christ? You know, that did not work for me. Did not. That's not my temperament. Jesus tells us to shine. To shine. Ever thought, I think angels would do a better job at this than me. He didn't give them that role. But to those who know and have experienced the joy of salvation. Angels do not understand salvation. They've not experienced it. 1 Peter 1. Is only about. The Living Bible says the angels in heaven would give a great deal to know more about this. The Message Bible says angels would have given anything to be in on this. We have salvation, folks. Only those who have been forgiven of their great sin debt, turned from their sinful lives, and receive Jesus as Lord and Master are qualified to effectively shine in a dark world. And now you can go, oh my. You understand. Experience salvation. You're learning about your salvation. There are those in the world that are extremely knowledgeable about biblical texts, but have never experienced or accepted God's word as absolute truth. They know text. They can quote you Bible verses. They can tell you where you're wrong here and there and grab a Greek word or a Hebrew word. But they've never accepted the absolute truth of scriptures. They know the words, but they do not know God. They read about the great salvation and saving grace, but have never received it in their personal lives. And Jesus calls them blind, leading the blind. You know the spiritual world. You know the physical world. You believe his word and you apply it to your daily lives. And you long for others to know this peace that you have in this dark world. You long for that. It's much like Moses. He was up on the mountain. Came down from Mount Sinai with the two tablets of the covenant law in his hands. He was not aware that his face was radiant because he had spoken with the Lord. It scared him, guys. We would wonder about that as well. I mean, he's just glowing. When Aaron and all the Israelites saw Moses, his face was radiant. They were afraid to hear him. Now, where did Moses? Come and speak to him. Where did that come from? Was this the glory of Moses? No, he'd been in the actual presence of the living God and had absorbed his glory and is now shining from him. It faded from Moses in a few days. Folks, the glory that right now, some of you are thinking, I can't do this. You're asking too much, Randy. I'm not asking you to do anything. Shine. That's all I'm asking you to do. Shine.
no longer have a veil over our face. We can be mirrors that brightly reflect the glory of the Lord. And as the Lord of the Spirit of the Lord works within us, we come up, become more and more like Him. We reflect the glory of the Lord as we simply go through life, looking for ways to share what He's done in our lives. It's not our glory. It's not our glory at all. The moon has no glory in itself. It's just a rock out there. But the sun shines on it. We have no lasting, inherent glory within us because of us. Because of us. But as Christians, we do have the glory of Jesus shining in our hearts and in our minds, looking for a way to go outside and play in this dark world. He's looking for a way through the Spirit of God to go out and just touch lives as you're going through. It's this old hymn we used to sing many times while passing through this world of sin. Let others your life show you, be clean and pure without within. Let others see Jesus in you. Let others see Jesus in you. Let others see Jesus in you. Keep telling. Let others see Jesus in you. You're shining. All Jesus is asking of us is to reflect His glory in this dark world as you go through life. Reflect the work He's done in your life. You will be different as a born-again child of God. Reflect the faith and trust that you have in Him as you go through life. Reflect your love for Him as shown through the cross. How does Jesus tell us to explain the deepest scriptural questions out there? Is that what He asked you to do? I hope not. Some people can do that. For the most of it, that's not what He's asking us to do. Can't really shine, Randy, unless I have a deeper understanding of Jesus. Can't do it. Does He instruct us to have all the answers to the questions that anyone can throw our way? Can't really shine, Randy. Us to never waver in faith. Can't really shine, Randy, until my faith is more rock and solid. He doesn't ask us of that. Your faith is clearly seen through the deeds in humility. As you go to work, as you are ministering in your family, they see your good deeds. Let others see your faith in action. You know, it's say something contrary to what you say, but your deeds, what they see you do, how you live your life, how you raise your family, how you worship, speaks to them in ways we cannot. How do you do it? How do you raise a child? There's the first clue. The commands, the way that Jesus lives, are to be on your heart and a part of your life. Impress them on your children. Here's how you do that. Talk about them when you sit at home and when you walk along the road. When you lie down and when you get up. What are they doing? They're living. That's all they're doing. As they're going through life, they're impressing the Word of God upon them. Tie them as there passes through the Word of God. Whatever your hand finds to do, make sure that it is a blessing from God Almighty. Write them on the door frames of your houses and on your gates. Folks, your family is an open book for your neighbors. It's an open book. When they walk through your door, may they see forgiveness is here. It's as you go through life, you're looking for opportunities to simply share the faith. Let your light shine before others, that they may see your good deeds. Notice, there's no list of deeds. Do you see that? Jesus calls us to live a life of righteousness and love, and the natural result is good works, such as showing love and mercy and compassion, being honest and transparent, and serving others with one's skill. They see that. And a person's faith, never for personal glory. Folks, the world is very good at seeing when you do things for yourself. Very good at that. And sometimes go, I need you to understand that God must crack your heart open, so that your life will be more effective and shining. Read that again. Because when your heart is cracked open is the time that you're going to say, where is God? Why did he allow me? Aren't you glad God's not fair? If he was fair, each one of us would wind up in the devil's hell for eternity. But God is good. Even when he cracks that heart open and it hurts so, that crack shines brighter than anything we could have done in and of ourselves. I said it like this: the world really doesn't want to know or care what you call blessed living in Jesus' life, living for Jesus. Let me tell you what that means. They don't care how much God's blessed you financially. They don't care how much God's blessed you in whatever area, okay? They can find all sorts of other reasons that that could happen. But they pay stretch so far that your faith comes to the surface. They will pay attention then. How will they respond to the word cancer? How will they respond to the word death? How will they respond when your joy is being threatened and you're shaky at best? When there seems to be no answers, you shine the brightest because you are only relying upon the Lord Jesus Christ. There was a song when I grew up by Twyla Harris. There will be times in your life it seems like that's happening, won't it? But even winners get wounded in the fight. People say that I'm amazing, strong beyond my years, but they don't know inside me. I'm hiding all the tears. They don't know that I go running home when I fall. They don't know who picks me up when no one is around. I drop my sword and cry for just a while. Shine, folks. Never, ever be ashamed or embarrassed of what Jesus has done and is doing in your life. Never be ashamed of that. So often, I'm like, Matthew 5, the town built on a hill cannot be hidden. Neither do people light a lamp and put it under a bowl. Instead, they put it on its stand and gives light to everyone in the house. Satan's you see this all the way into the garden. Adam and Eve, pressure. You're not what you could be. God's holding out on you. That pressure. There's pressure to be different. The nation of Israel did not want to be different. God not knowing, being spotlighted, rejection, harm, or put your pressure point there, because each one of us has one. Pressure. I thought as I was looking at this, how would one who is saved in the Islamic world respond? When they know that when it gets out that they have converted to Christianity, they Christian, and you should be Christians too. God does not call us to be stupid either. But can't they, in that Islamic state, even in a harsh environment, live with humility? Live with humility. Or mourning. Mercy, purity, and peacefulness. Can they live like that in a hostile environment and never mention the word Jesus, knowing that their actions will allow the Spirit of God to bring something to life? Your deeds can be flavored with the gospel of Jesus Christ without ever mentioning his name until you speak. Others will notice, giving the Holy Spirit something to use in drawing them to Jesus. Folks, it's just shining your light. That's all it is. Sometimes he'll crack your heart. Sometimes he'll bless you in ways you cannot even imagine. But it is always as you're moving forward. Always. You go nowhere or you go to the bank. I can also say that I remember a canoe with girls that paddled and was going the wrong way. You've got to be paddling downstream. And God bless us as we're moving forward. It's so easy to get stuck where you're at and expect God to bless you there. And he's going, I'm up here, guys. Just take a couple more steps. Trust. Workings of the Spirit of God I've observed in hospitals. When somebody who did not have the answer, as I'm listening to them speak to their relatives in feeble words that they didn't know, spoke volumes to them. In your life. Never, ever, ever. Paul said it like this in Romans 1, 16 through 17. Now he's in jail, guys. He's chained, well, I'm not sure it's jail, it's in the house, but he had 2 to 4 Roman guards chained to him at all times. Understand? But he's restricted. I'm not ashamed of the gospel. Because it is power of God that brings salvation to than to the Gentile. For in the gospel, the righteousness of God is revealed. A righteousness that is by faith from first to last, just as it is written, the righteous will live by faith in God Almighty. Your Father in heaven, there is the purpose of your good deeds. That it will be identified and given the glory to God. The others watching will identify your source of direction, how you're living your life, the purpose of your life. They see life in your family, in your work, in your deeds, in your worship. When God is clearly seen, glorification will naturally follow. And who knows? As you are shining, he will have an opportunity to tell them about the hope you have in Christ Jesus. Let's pray. Father, thank you that, Lord, you've got great works in our lives, and we're feeble, and truly, we can't do the work that you call us to do. You can't provide the direction. And Father, I've discovered in those times in which we just let you lead and guide and open doors, it's an easy conversation. They are looking for answers. And much like we know the heavenly world and the forgiven world and the words of Jesus, but we also know the world of hurt. And so we are the only ones that can effectively and truthfully reveal the gospel of Jesus Christ. As we go through our day, that we miss those opportunities just to shine, just to shine. Father, that's only available to those who know Jesus as Lord and Savior, only available to those who are living according to the best of their abilities to the Bible and the standard. Look at ourselves and figure out how we can live and shine. Is it humility we need? Is it meekness we need? Is it faith that we need? Your glory. Amen.